This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're going to hash it out this morning. There's a little trouble in the neighborhood, in Dave's neighborhood and Larry's neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
So they're going to join us to tell us what's going on. Dave and Larry are both here. Dave, you're up first because you're the one who came to us with this problem. What's going on with Larry?
Hey, guys. So I love Larry. He's a good guy. Best neighbor I could ever ask for. But the other morning, He pissed off, I think, the entire neighborhood, and he knows he's wrong, but he's too stubborn to admit that he screwed up.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, boy. I have some questions. What happened?
So, you know the last snowstorm we had? Larry went out and took a snowblower. He did his driveway. He did the sidewalks. I mean, he went above and beyond, and that's why I love Larry, because he always does so much for everybody. But he did it at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
4 a.m.
What day was this? What day did he do that?
It was Monday, President's Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, because we had all that snow on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right.
4 o'clock in the morning, huh?
So you were not happy with Larry for doing this?
Yeah, we could say I was a little annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, I love Larry. He's a great guy. But he did get into a confrontation that morning with another neighbor.
Larry! Okay. Oh my gosh! Larry, what's going on with this guy?
Over the same issue? Because the snowblower was running at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, it was his next door neighbor, and I'm across the street, and I could hear it clear as day. And he came out and started yelling at him a little bit. And it was not good.
So they were like in a fight? Was it just like, were they just yelling? Or, I mean, did it go any further?
No, it was just yelling. Like, and he was, the guy was, he was pissed. I mean, like,
yeah.
It was so early. It was still, it's pitch black. I mean, kids are sleeping. Like,
yeah, that would be the neighbor that I'd like to have on Hash It Out. The one that actually went outside to confront Larry.
Took matters into his own hands.
All right. But Dave, you didn't go outside to throw a punch at Larry or anything like that, right?
Oh, God, no. It was way too cool.
Okay. But obviously you guys have talked since then. I think this is a good time to bring in Larry.
Yeah.
To see if he can defend himself here. Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Why were you out snow blowing at 4 a.m. on Monday?
Look, okay, first of all, I'm not saying this was the ideal time to do it, okay? Listen, I get it. I snow blow aside, but look, this is the only time that I could do it, all right? Unlike some people, I don't have Monday off, okay? And I got to be at the gym at 5, and then I go to work right after that. So this is the only time I'm going to be able to get it done. So I had to get it done.
Yeah, but, Larry, 4 in the morning? I mean, don't you know that would piss, like, the entire neighborhood off?
We got snow plows that run up and down the road at all hours of the night. You know, they're delivery trucks, you know? Here's the thing. I ran my snow plow for 15 minutes, you know? And then I'm done, okay? Look. It wasn't ideal. Yeah. But it wasn't like I was out there for hours.
Larry, seriously, you know you're wrong. It was 4 in the morning. You cannot be out running a snowblower at 4 in the morning. The plows...
Bro, it's the only time I had free. You know, and the neighborhood, they say that they want this all done. So here's the thing. Okay, so if I didn't do my sidewalks, then someone's going to be yelling at me because they're not done. Okay? That's the only time I had.
That's true, Dave.
Maybe you should have done it yesterday, the day before.
Larry's making some enemies right now in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, I'm sick of people getting down my throat. Oh, I'm sorry that my sidewalk is all clean and you're not going to fall down on my sidewalk. I apologize. You know, what do you want me to do here?
I do feel that neighbor peer pressure in my neighborhood because I always look outside and I will see what my other neighbors have done to their driveways and sidewalks. And if I see that they've done theirs, it's like, I got to get out there. I got to get out there right now.
Yeah, thank you.
Would I do it at 4 in the morning? I don't know. I don't have a snowblower. So
I was going to say, like, you could, I guess, just do it before you came in here. I don't know that people would like that very much.
Yeah, but if I just have the shovel, would anybody really hear that? Larry, maybe you should have used the shovel on Monday instead of the snowblower.
You know, that's good. It's going to take me twice as long. And then you know, I'm starting at, like, at 3:30.
Okay. 216-474-0104. We're hashing it out this morning. Larry went out with the snowblower at 4 a.m. on Monday. He's pissed off Dave. He pissed off another neighbor who went out and confronted him. Is Larry in the wrong here? 216-474-0104. Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Q104. Hash it out on the Q Morning Show. Good morning, it's Bill and Alyssa. I am stunned. I am stunned right now by
the overwhelming support.
I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, I don't want to say who it's for, but we're getting overwhelming support for one side of this hash it out.
It's unbelievable to me. So let's recap real quick.
So Dave called us because his neighbor Larry was snow blowing at 4 a.m.
Everybody on Monday.
Neighborhood is mad. They're mad at him.
Someone went outside to confront Larry.
Yep.
That did not go well. And then his neighbor, Dave, represented basically the entire neighborhood and said, Dave, you can't be snowblowing at 4 a.m. Tara in Painesville, good morning.
Hi.
So whose side are you on here?
I'm on the neighbor who was snowblowing because I live in a neighborhood that also the houses are very close. The windows aren't great. You could hear everything. But we all understand that when there's a big snowstorm or more than a couple of inches, people have to get to work and you don't want to drive over it. So you pull out the snowblower before you have to get to work. We have a neighbor who works at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So there's times that multiple neighbors are out snowblowing and getting everybody's driveways done. We kind of work as a community and make sure everybody can get out of their driveways and that the kids can get to work. I know the kids didn't have school on Monday, but they have to be able to get to school if the buses come at 6 a.m. So the sidewalks have to be plowed by 6 a.m.
All right, so that's Taryn. To be accurate as we possibly can, Larry did say he was going to the gym first on Monday.
Yes.
And then he was going to go.
We got a text about that. Somebody texted us and said Larry could have just skipped the gym that morning. And if he really wanted a workout, he could have just shoveled. He could have skipped at least doing arms at the gym and just used the shovel and not had to make a bunch of noise. But
let's be real. Larry can't skip the gym.
Oh, my God.
Matt in Amherst, good morning. Whose side are you on?
I'm Team Larry. The guy's got to get to work, and if he works out before he goes to work, let the man work out and be healthy.
Oh, and you would have no problem if this was your neighbor out snowblowing at 4 a.m.?
No, I get it. You know, you got to get up. You got to go to work. Do your normal daily routine, similar to the previous caller, you know. You just understand when it snows, there's snowblowing involved.
Well, let's see how they feel in Medina. It's Maria. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. I also agree with Larry. I think that Larry is allowed to snowblow his driveway whenever he wants. If he wants to go to the gym early, why would he not do that just to make his neighbors happy and let them sleep in? Like they said earlier, the snow plows are out all night. I get Amazon packages at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I think that it is totally fine for him to be snowblowing whatever time he wants.
These are the most understanding neighbors
I know
I've ever encountered in my life.
This is so crazy because even me, like when I take out the trash, I try to make sure that I do it like before it gets like before it hits like 9 p.m. because I'm like, I don't want to wake anybody up. It's loud.
I don't like to take out the recycling when I'm going to work at 4 or 5 because the glass is clanking.
Yes. And it's so loud and I'm like trying to make it not so loud, but based on everybody's response, I'm like, maybe nobody cares.
Alex, how do you feel in Seven Hills?
I guess I'm the only one who thinks 4 a.m. is too early. I mean, most cities have noise ordinances anyway. So
that's
like
a good
snow
point.
Blowing, lawn mowing, leaf blowing, that would all probably count under that. And you could, like, you can't do that. And I mean, if he was doing it at like midnight, I don't think people would be happy about it just because he's like a morning person.
Yeah,
we might be the only one. We might be the only one, Alex. I'm looking at the texts coming in, and they're coming in so fast that I can't even read them. But it looks like everybody is in support and understanding Larry and his need to snowblow at 4 a.m. They get it.
I guess.
You know, I get mad at my neighbor when he does anything at 1 in the afternoon. Like if he's mowing his lawn or
what else is he supposed to? That's like the perfect time. What else is he supposed to do that?
I know, but I'm napping.
Oh, sorry. He's not planning around your nap schedule, Bill.
He needs to.
He should. I know. So inconsiderate of him.
I was considerate of him when he had a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
216-474-0104. Hash it out on the Q Morning Show.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.